Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Welcome to our infamous 21st epic episode of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, based on my hit book. Stardate tonight is January 3rd, 2023 AD. It's a new year, new beginnings. We will christen it well with the show tonight. Wow, 2023. We made it, and we're back to the future tonight. So glad everyone's here. We got a lot of new listeners, a lot of new people who were watching the show over the holidays, called in, left me emails and voicemails. Love it. So we say onwards to the Bachelor Empire. And may God save the Bachelor King. January. Just can't wrap my mind around that. Brand new year. Guys, make it what you want it to be. Make the year your own. Make the new year, 2023, your bitch. Make this year work for you, not the other way around. You will never be happy in life until you are happy. Never forget that. Down to some past shows, we talked about the work wife, ultimatums by your wife or girlfriend. A honey-do list, maybe. Now, if you heard those shows, you should have learned a lot of male wisdom and intel. And we do not negotiate with terrorists, is what you learned. We all know having kids in this day and age is a big, big production. And very expensive. And only do it if you really want to do it. I welcome you all to the Space Age Bachelor Pad. This is our new Blog Talk radio show. Only 21 episodes. On the first Tuesday of the month. That's it. One show per month. If you want more shows, if you want more intel, if you want more content, from me, the author of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, well, then you must demand it. You must call the show and demand it. We will try to help people out where we can. It's the Von Wiehunt Show production. And tonight, like any and every show, we will push the envelope. We will talk about some things that are maybe a little offensive to some, maybe a little controversial. That's good. If you don't like the channel, turn it. Still a free country, last I checked. the 21st epic episode for the 21st century, my friends. Jess, I hope you got your velvet smoking jacket on, your cigar, your cocktail, your slippers. Hope everyone had a fantastic Christmas holiday season, the New Year's celebration, because we are here to celebrate life, my friends. It's all about feeling good in the here and now. We have to induct a new crop of bachelors and fans. Maybe you just broke up with your girlfriend. Maybe you had a bad divorce last year. And this year, you're going to start fresh. You're going to hit the streets, hit the internet, to meet some new ladies. Check them out. We have to properly induct you into the Bachelor's Den and the radio show tonight. So you gather together and raise your right hand.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Sergeant at arms. Your duty.
From now on, your Delta Tau Chi name is Weasel. From now on, your name is Mothball. Kroger, your Delta Tau Chi name is Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not?
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman is giving this a lot of thought. From now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
We now consecrate the bond of obedience. Assume the position.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Now you are properly inducted into the radio fraternity. Well, never forget that we are the masters of our own domain. We are responsible for our own lives, how they turn out. Had a lot of good times on this show. And on this show, it kind of has a mind of its own. We'll play some cool audio, play some music. The bar is always open in my red velvet smoking jacket, cigar by my side, a cocktail here in the studio. This is our fun show of the month. Fun times, kick back a little bit. We're still in holiday mode here in the studio. We'll talk about some fun themes and funny themes. A little bit of this and a little bit of that on the show. If you're a bachelor in America today, you know immigration's out of control in our nation. That may affect you getting a good job or getting a job in your town or where you live. Keep that in mind as you go down to the unemployment office, apply for your benefits. You want to get out there. I told you a few years ago on the first show, now's the time. Get those jobs because a lot of people aren't working. If you work right now, you'll be ahead of the game financially. As a bachelor on the make, you need to be way ahead of the game. The man's trying to keep you down, right? You don't want that. You need to make sure that you take care of yourself. to make the right moves in life. It's very easy to screw things up. Too easy. How to make the money. Rents are only going up, guys. Real estate's only going up. Things are going down. Oh, there might be a correction. Homes may be clipped 50 grand more in this country, absolutely. But they're not going to rock bottom. You guys who think that way, well, you're sadly mistaken. You need to be thinking ahead. Get the money that you need to live. It's expensive out there. It's only getting more expensive, not less. I noticed some things over the holidays. For the rollout of year 2023, some of my bills went up 10, 12 bucks a month. Again, you're the frog in the pot, right? 1 degree here, 1 degree there. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit. That drip, drip, drip of expenses. The Chinese water torture. Keep coming at you. They keep clipping you. 8, 10, 12, 20 bucks. Could be even more. 50 bucks. My sports club gym membership went up about $10.75. Again, just another little charge. Comes out of nowhere. Clips your wallet. Amazing. Those little charges add up in the real dollars, in the 50s, in hundreds, coming out of your account. You got to stay economically sound, boys. Well, the man's trying to keep you down. You got government inflation running rampant. Maybe you're trying to get with a girl. Maybe you're trying to make some money, whatever. Having money in your pocket in a troublesome economy and border situation, government situation, is the way to go forward. I told you before that the best revenge in life is living well. Live well. While everyone else is eating hamburger helper, warm-ups every night. You're eating steak and lobster. You're dining out with friends. Having some drinks. Laughing about your last date or two. Or your last conquest or two. You're talking about world events with your with the made man in your network, in your inner circle. Having a good time. Well, this show's all about having a good time for your life. Don't get sucked into marriages you don't want, relationships you don't want. Don't get sucked into some woman's fantasy of having babies with you. Oh, it sounds romantic at the time. I get it. You could be even sexually charged by her wanting that. Get it. Been there. Done that. But you got to be thinking, guys. You know, your dad used to say, to be graphic, it's his son or your uncle. And tonight I'm your Uncle Vaughn. Uncle Vaughn says, think with the big head, boys, not the little head, if you know what I mean. I know you know what I mean. Going forward in life takes courage. It's a lot of work, time, and effort to get things done in your own life. But we're glad you're here. We'll talk more about that. The show progresses. We'll have some fun. Kick back and enjoy the show.
Shade. They get you sipping lemonade. They get you at the flicks, though the world may call them chicks. Short, 'cause getting you is just their favorite indoor outdoor sport. They get you in a mink, off the deep end in the drink. Female, female, well, they're the ambushers. Blonde and a brunette lie in wait like engines in the grass. You're coming through the pass. Then Buster, your General Custer. They get you with a hey.
Hey!
They get you in disguise. They get you with their lips, their hips, and their smile, their style, their eyes. They get you cheek to cheek, down the aisle and up the creek. In chase, next.
Love that. And the show would not be complete without a little bit of Dino, if you know what I mean.
This is Dean Martin, alias Matt Helm, asking you to help me stamp out spies, or at least muss them up a little. In our new picture of the Ambushers, I got my hands full with Matahara's like Santa Burger.
Skull.
Sure, Skull's got ice in it. Janice Rule and those ever-loving sleigh girls.
Don't shoot.
They get you when you're high. They get you when you're low. They get you when you're standing still, or else when you're on the go.
Too much for one Matt Helm, so how about pitching in a little, huh? There's enough action for everybody, so bring your friends and we'll make them honorary ambushers. They're the ambushers.
They're the ambushers.
That's right. Well, there was a Playboy Mansion back in the day, in the retro 1970s, 1980s, and 90s, and for many, many decades in this country. Hugh Hefner has died, unfortunately, but the Playboy philosophy lives on. Now, this show is not against marriage at all. Many guys will want to get married. It's very normal, very natural. This is for guys that aren't quite ready to get married yet, or maybe they've been married and divorced, and they want to play the field for a little bit. They want to have some fun. They want to enjoy life a little bit. They don't want a honey-do list every weekend. They don't need some nagging wife constantly yelling at them, telling them what to do, when to sleep. They don't want some wife trying to wake them up every time they lay down after a long week of work. They got to get up and they got to do something in the house or for the kids. I mean, the father, you got to own up to your responsibilities, guys, if that's your take in life. If you've chosen to be a father, well, that's a whole different bag of tricks. You got to do your job. You really got two or three jobs now. You got your work job with the man. You got the job of being a father. You got the job of being the provider. You got the job of taking care of the kids, pleasing the wifey. Because you know that saying in the suburbs, a happy wife equals a happy life. But all you guys are cut out to really do that. It's not for everyone. Marriage is not one size fits all. I've never felt that it was. For some guys, it is the way to go through life. In many ways, it's easier. We live in a couple's world. live in a world where, you know, it's table for two. And a lot of you guys, you won't really admit it. You won't really call the show and say this. But a lot of you guys need a wife. Face facts. You're not going to travel the world. You're not going to go to Europe, see the Colosseum in Italia. You're not going to see the castles of Europe. You're not going to build a business. You have no desire to go to Asia or even the rest of this country. What you want to do is you want to settle down. A lot of you guys would find marry the high school sweetheart or the college girl you've been dreaming about. And you want to sit in town and accumulate your money, run your business, raise kids. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing at all wrong with that. That's what most guys end up doing. So this show is not for the masses. I already know most guys, whether they know it or not, they've already got their trajectory in life. They've already got their plan. They've already got their idea of doing things. And they're doing it. They're living it right now. And there's nothing at all wrong with that. That's totally cool. Most guys are not comfortable if truth were known in their own skin. They're not comfortable being by themselves. They've been taught since they were a little boy that you've got to constantly have a woman on your arm that you're taking care of. And remember, that woman's not going to be satisfied eating a can of tuna fish in the kitchen like the moms of yesteryear, the moms that I grew up with. Oh, they would go to the club once a week. But the women of today, they want to be constantly entertained. Just go to your mall food court. Me and a friend of mine did. Have a little dinner. Watch the people. Look at these young guys pushing these baby carts. 18, 20. Guys that are 30 or 40. They look shell-shocked. Like they walked out of a battlefield. The ladies, their wife or girlfriend is bitching and moaning about this or that. You tell the guy's not working. Guy probably spending his last check. The holidays, the economic analysts have told us that we're like the last hurrah of much of America. A lot of people were leaning very heavily on their credit cards. 30% interest now. For many, 25 to 30% interest. Don't have the cash. You see them in the mall, and the girl's pregnant again. The poor get poorer, and the rich get richer. And this is the cycle of life, if you will. But you notice these American women, you got to ask yourself a question. I go, that guy, no, don't ever envy him because only a man can walk in his own shoes. But you can't look for the outside in. He's got to live with that 24-7, that chick he's with. Now, you get a good look at her up and down, front ways and sideways, and you ask yourself, would you want to deal with that 24 hours a day? Well, maybe you would. Some you'd say yes. Many you'd say no. And they act like finding a wife is so easy. Can you even walk into a store and order the wife you want? Just take one off the shelf. Your soulmate. The perfect woman, etc. Not how life works. But if you want to get a cross-section of America, if you want to get an idea of how the other half lives, just get a sandwich, sit in the corner, Watch the people in your local mall food court, because that is who you live around, typically. Some may drive into town, but I look around and I'm going, God, are these guys blind? Are they that desperate? Really? Really? But they're stuck with that for years, decades. These guys are the guys that married the first fat bitch they came in contact with, to be blunt. Couldn't say no. Too desperate to go out there and find something better, maybe. They had no game. Probably have no money. And it's cheaper when you're poor to live under one roof with two small incomes than it is to live by yourself. And I get it. Probably these guys, in my view, did it for economic reasons. Think about it. You've got the woman at home for entertainment. Don't have to go out to the bars, run up their bar tabs anymore. That expense is gone. But then the kids come. When the kids come, it's over. Game over. Well, we'll have a lot of calls in about that, hopefully tonight. 563-999-3437. If you wish to opine, just make sure, guys, that whatever woman that you pick, let's hope she's a 20th century fox.
Well, she's fashionably lean, and she's fashionably lame. She'll never rank a scene. She'll never break a day. But she's no drag, just watch the way she walks. She's a 20th century fox. She's a 20th century fox. No cares, no fears, no ruin years, no clock. She's the lady who waves, sets her mind, let's go on, it never hesitates. She won't waste time on elementary talk, 'cause she's a 20th century fox. She's a 20th century fox. Got the world locked up inside a plastic box. She's a 20th century fox, baby. 20th century fox, baby. 20th century fox, baby. She's a 20th century fox.
Oh, yeah, by the Doors, our house band here on the show. 20th Century Fox. Love that. It's very cool. Well, we're not promised anything in this life. Whether you're a bachelor, you're about to get married, or you're thinking about it. I've always told you on this show, if you get married, be the best father you can be. Be out there with the kids, have a good time. If you're not ready for that, stay a bachelor. Do what you want to do, guys. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. We're not promised anything in this life. Or I even promise tomorrow. I promise a damn thing. So you should make good use of your time on this earthly planet. Or this planet we call Earth. However you want to phrase it. Make good use of your time. I got a real simple rule with women. It goes like this. In case you were wondering. When it comes to chicks, if she makes you happy, you keep dating her. If she doesn't make you happy, you dump that bitch and move on. If you're constantly getting into fights with a woman, or if she annoys you, or if she gets in your nerves, those are red flags. Recognize the red flags. Well, I know a lot of you guys will put up with stuff because you want the sex. I get it. We've all been there. But over time, you realize that time's getting shorter for all of us. None of us are going to be here forever, unfortunately. Life is short. Life is way too short than to put up with a bitchy woman or a woman that just does not ring your clock anymore. You know, she doesn't do it for you. Why you want to make sure that you're having a good time with her. She's having a good time with you. It's a two-way street. That's cool, and you develop that. Because she's cagey and squirrely, dances around lots of issues, just seems to want to go to restaurants, maybe, and suck up big, expensive drinks. If all she wants to do is spend your money, that's a red flag. I mean, she wants an ATM. A man is a walking ATM machine. She's not really looking at you as a man she wants to spend time with. She may have a spending problem. You got to shop in life for what you need. But look at those flags. Be aware of them. Got to make sure that you're doing the right thing. The average American woman today, there's many good ones left. We're not bashing women at all. We love women on my show. But they are few and far between. Your average woman today, she meet in your neighborhood, at work, or at the mall, not always. I would say a good third of them are a tatted up whore who only cares about herself. She's probably on drugs. Her credit card debt's probably 100 grand. Well, it's way up there. And she wants to find a man to give her cash to pay those bills off. Maybe she's got 5 or 10 grand in credit card debt, whatever. She wants a man to pay it off. So she, the queen bee, doesn't have to get out there and work, get a real job. Same time, you get that Asian yin-yang thing going on, too. You know, it's almost like the opposite. It's how women are. You think being a nice guy works? Think again. Women are always hooking up with the bad boys, the biker, the guy that's rude to her, a jerk. They love jerks. They're always dating them. And they wonder why they're with them. Look at a store. I went into Target over the holidays. Saw many couples in that store. Ranting and raving. You know, they're just together. They're incestuous. They can't. She can't leave him, and he can't leave her. Guy was an obvious jerk. Boy, she loved it. She just sucked it up. It's funny how women are like that. You can be a nice guy, they'll walk all over you. If you're a jerk to them, a little bit not always available, you're now the man of mystery to her. She wants to know more about you. Their minds work the opposite of logic. They are counterintuitive. They're intuitive, but counterintuitive. Now, there are some women that wouldn't be that a nice guy. They all say that. But I believe actions speak much louder than words. I always see them hooking up and walking in with the jerk, the pricko, not all the time. Of course not. But I would say it's definitely over 50, 60%, more than half the time. It's who they hook up with. Well, in the last few shows, we talked about the work wife, the expat lifestyle, the female ultimatum. And tonight, if you want to call in the show, I want to hear how women broke up with you in the past. Did you know 70% of all divorces in America are brought up by the women? It'll tell you this. When you young guys are thinking of getting married, someday you're going to come home and she'll be sitting there and she'll be sort of sullen. She'll feel dejected by you or by life. She'll be like, hey, you know, I'm not happy. This can be so much better. I'm just not happy. Don't forget, you're building the foundation of a marriage on a woman's fickle self-interest. That any time, any moment, you can come home, she can say, I want you out of our house. Her big ultimatum, another one. What are you going to do? And she says to you, if you don't leave the house and keep paying the bills on it, I'm going to call the police and say you hit me. The police come by. See, that's a bunch of BS. Police knock on the door. And all they need in most states, in most locales now, is for her to say you hit her, which is domestic battery or abuse. Not in every case. The problem is you don't know what kind of cop you're dealing with. So keep that in mind too, boys, that these women want your home. And they don't always want to grow old with you. They don't always want to live with you anymore. They might have at first. Like the old saying goes, men marry women and think they'll never change, but they always change. She will change. Guarantee it. Just make sure you know what you're doing. Keep the home in your name. And be careful out there. Because as you drive around town, as I do, you'll see an attorney on every billboard in town, right? It's amazing. They're all waiting to carve up your estate, take your cash, and throw you in the street. How many divorced guys have I met that live in little apartments, condos? And they'll go, hey, I used to live here. They pull out the photograph from their wallet of their big home. I used to have a Harley, too. And they'll show me their really cool motorcycle or truck they used to have or sports car or a convertible. And I used to ask them, what the hell happened, man? How come you lost all that? Oh, well, I got a divorce. It's always the common theme. And these are guys that I wasn't even looking for that information. It kept falling in my lap when I was a young guy. I'm glad it did because it taught me a lot about life. At an early age, the earlier you know this stuff, the better. Women are good. Women are entertainment. But you got to be careful with them too. Pick the right one for you. Make sure you know her. Make sure you know her past, her family. to let her lead you around by the nose and call you a loser to your face.
He's a loser, pay no mind what he says. He's a loser, he's got rocks in both his hairs. He's a loser, he can't win, can't play the show. He's a loser, and you know how much I hate to say I told you so. But I don't you say so.
Well, also there was some great movies back in the day. I used to love those movie trailers, and way before my time, but some of them sound a little bit like this.
Who is she? Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shaggy Tramp? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and revved for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the buzz, are the friends of Shaggy Tramp. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shaggy Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shaggy Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
That's how America was back in the day. There's also a flick called The Female Bunch. Check this out.
The Female Bunch.
They live free.
Taking what they want.
They come from all walks of life.
You're hurting me, Marty.
They swore never again to let a man hurt them. The Female Bunch.
They tease men. They torture them. They love them.
We don't give a damn about society's rule. We have our own laws here.
Break one of their laws, you won't live to regret it.
Russ Tamblyn, Lon Chaney Jr., Jennifer Bishop in the Female Bunch.
They're coming soon.
There's also the Wild Angels, those biker flicks from the late 1960s, early 70s, the best.
They're wild and no angels. Their very name spreads terror. Their credo is violence. Their god, hate. And they call themselves the Wild Angels. These are today's real rebels, with a chip on their shoulder, a monkey on their back, and a hate for the world in their guts. Blues, leader of a wolf pack on wheels. Mike, too much in love to care what she does or with whom. Joint, the fuzz hater. Show him a badge and he sees red. Bull, swinging a cycle chain and lusting for action. American International presents Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra in The Wild Angels. In Panavision and color, with members of the Venice chapter of the Hell's Angels. The Wild Angels is the most terrifying film of our time.
Absolutely. And this show is like the Wolfman back in the day.
Yeah, I'm still the ghost of the most, babes, you know what I mean? I've been hanging out in this attic for like a long time here, you know, and it's getting pretty old. So I took a trip out in the world, and there's a lot of people burning stuff down and going crazy out there. But even being the ghost with the most like me, I got to have some kind of fun anyway. So I tune in to the Von We Hunt radio show because I know once I finally get my groove on, that's where I want to tune in the nighttime. It's the Von We Hunt show. He's almost as cool as I am.
That's right. This show's always been a night show from day one. And I mentioned to you guys earlier in the monologue to be making that cash, get those jobs going. Get ahead of the curve. Beat back the man. Get competition out there. You guys have been sitting around for months. There's going to be no more government stimulus checks coming your way. Where you're living, your lodging is untenable at best. Got to step up to the plate. Some of you guys are doing big moves. You're doing moving across the country. Set up shop somewhere else. That's what I did. Go where you think you'll have the best opportunity. My best advice. Go where the opportunity is. Don't hold back. Just do it. Like Nike says. Every Nike commercial, just do it. Just do it. It's a good time in your life to outthink and outmaneuver competition. Put out your shingles, set up shop, make these things happen this year. Get in position. Make some money, have some fun in life. And don't read about politics 24 hours a day. You got to get away from it once in a while. Kind of walk in the nature. Go mountain biking. Go on your motorcycle. Clear your head. That's what I do. I clear my head. Get on the motorcycle. I'm roaming around, having a good time. Well, never forget that Wall Street movie. A while back, you got a great line in there. Money never sleeps, pal. Don't forget, money never sleeps, pal. It goes like this.
Yeah.
Money never sleeps, pal. Just made 800,000 Hong Kong gold. It's been wired to you.
Play with you. You done good, but you gotta keep doing good. I showed you how the game works. Now school's out.
Mr. Gecko, I'm there for you 110%.
No. You don't understand. I want to be surprised.
Astonish me, pal. New info. I don't care where or how you get it. Just get it. My wife tells me you made a move on Darien. Here's some inside info for you. That Euroflask GQ type she's going out with got big bucks. But he's putting her feet to sleep. Exit visas are imminent. So I don't want you losing your place in life.
Ah, Jesus. I wish you could see this. Light coming up. I've never seen a painting that captures the beauty of the ocean at a moment like this. I'm gonna make you rich, Bud Fox. Yeah, rich enough you can afford a girl like Darien. This is your wake-up call, pal. Go to work.
That's right. Good work, pal. You know what you need to do. So glad everyone's here tonight. We've got some folks in the chat room. Get a cocktail. Have a good time. I shall return. In the chat room, and this is our fun show again once a month, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, based on my hit book, which is at all fine bookstores and online. Just Google it, and I guarantee it, you will find it. Let's get back to the phones, and we have American Scotch calling from Wyoming. How are you doing, sir? Welcome to the show tonight.
Good evening, Vaughn. It's good to be on. I haven't been on this version of your show for this is the first time, and
I think so. That's right.
I think, yeah. Usually I'm on the political Thursdays with you, and geopolitical Thursdays, and money Thursdays, and economic, and you know, global problem Thursday. But I find it interesting because you know it all ties together. In my world, when I just posted something that I linked to your page of the divorce rates in this country are just absolutely staggering. And it's all economic. I mean, anybody who's been married, who has had a long-term relationship with a woman, it's all about money, guys. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but it's the truth of it. If you If you don't have enough money, it's a problem. And sometimes when you have too much money, it can be a problem. When you inherit money, you'll see women act squirrely. Or if they inherit money, they'll show you the door. It's very interesting. But
that's right.
Those rates I put up there, you know, as of 2022, according to Statista, 50% of all marriages will end up in divorce. And I think that that's low, but we'll go with that. I've seen quotes where it's closer to 65%, but let's say 50. So half of all marriages will fail. Subsequent marriages, if you're courageous enough, I'll put it that way, to go to the altar a second and third time, the second marriage will end up 60% divorced. So it goes up by 10%. And if you're brave enough to do the third go around, 73%, and I've seen as high as 85% will fail.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, you know,
wow.
I mean, somebody that has been in around the block in my 50 years on this planet, it's something special. It's very sobering. A lot of my friends, most of them are all divorced. Some of them have second and third marriages going, but they've been paying child support alimony, and it's very tough. It's tough to see this. I was lucky enough I didn't have kids, and I didn't have to deal with any of that. But I've seen it firsthand what this world has done to our economic and social model. I mean, think about our grandparents and great-grandparents, how different our lives are. I mean, and people say, well, we're so much better off because we got – you know, we got longer lifespans, we got all this medical, and, you know, of course, that's questionable after what we've been living through the last 3 years with the medical industry. But, you know,
exactly.
we have the ability to buy a bunch of cheap crap from Walmart, but are our lives better off than our grandparents or great-grandparents? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's my answer. That's my opinion. But I don't think so. And I posted this earlier. I'm just going to read this real quick and see what your thoughts are on this.
Love it.
There was a guy on Telegram that wrote this out. It's from a guy named Right Winger. And I've noticed
this. Okay, I've heard of him.
So when I saw it, I posted it. And here's what he said. I can feel a difference in the women of society since those vaccines were forced onto the people here. It could be that the mRNA compound itself playing a part, but it seems to me like many women hoped the men in their lives would offer them a solution or a way out. Most men failed and lined up for the shots alongside the women and children in their lives. I know women, and they would have been psychologically affected by seeing their husbands, their fathers, their brothers, and their boyfriends obediently lining up to be needle raped by the government. Many of them won't openly admit it, but women expected a lot more from men on this one subject. It seems to have made the women particularly estranged from the men closest to them. Even women on the street are just less interested in men. I can sense it. It's made them more warm to the government and the rules because that's the force which has demonstrated its dominance. This is a phenomenon which produces the sort of women who inform on the men in their own families, keen to report bad behavior to the police and in turn the state, who is their real father or husband. It's ironic when you consider that many men got vaccinated to keep their wage-earning jobs in order to please women, probably. Psychologically, it's had the total opposite effect. Out of nothing but the instinct God gave them, women despise men more than ever, and justly so. And I found
that
absolutely
great
100%
stuff.
Spot on. Yep. That's absolutely
be sure
true.
To send that to me or link me with that. I'm not sure when you entered the show. Were you hearing my monologue in the beginning?
Yes.
If you weren't, that's okay.
Yeah. I know. I think.
Okay.
I
good. Yeah. Yeah. This show is a show about really. It's a show on men in America, and I just call it the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. And the show is, as you well know, it's not anti-marriage, not really. I've always told guys, don't get married. I don't recommend it unless you meet the woman of your dreams. But, yeah, we'll talk about economics. geopolitics. The show is a bit of a lighter fare, obviously, than the heavy-hitting Thursday show, you know, because I want to just have one show a month where we take a lighter approach. Then the Thursday show is very tough on the eyes and ears of most Americans because it's a lot of doom and gloom and conjecture and a lot of war and peace. A lot of Americans are just now wrapping their minds around. But this show takes that show, and we basically condense it into one big radio fraternity, a frat party, if you will. You know, the jocularity of a frat party. We're going to talk about the same things, only in more of a funnier vein or a different vein, you know? And this was a show I designed really for a lot of the guys that don't get politics yet, but they get these themes, and they understand the female thing first. So when you read American Scotch is spot on. Perfect for this show. I love it.
Well, and I think it's interesting, and I know you've seen and heard this too. When guys get married, they really change altogether. They go from being the swinging dick in the bar. They go from, you know, being the tender surfer or the guy on Match.com. And all of a sudden, they've got four walls, they've got a roof, they've got a wife, they've got a baby on the way. Then pretty soon, they're not watching SportsCenter as much as they start tuning into CNN or Fox News or guys like you. They start paying attention to the world because now they've got a cave to defend. They've got a family. They've got mouths to feed, and they got to worry about that world that's coming at them from all directions. When they were a single bachelor, hey, it was all fun. Like you said, it was jocularity. It was all just, bachelor-style shenanigans.
Banter.
And that changes.
Just male banter, right? Yeah.
Amen. So it's interesting that, you know, this subject is kind of dovetailing into quite a bit of what, you know, I see. I've got friends that are primarily our age group, but I got a couple of friends that are still in their late 30s, and, they're all feeling it. I mean, they're all feeling it right now. The landscape for women for years, I was living in Vegas, working the clubs, and the landscape of the women there, they're all on OnlyFans. They're all prostitutes now. They're all absolutely ruined for the most part in these big cities, these big urban areas in the American West in particular. It's just more liberal in these Western states. And you've seen women's morals just absolutely just disappear just to pay their rent. It's just gone. It's gone.
I don't know
how guys date anymore. I don't even understand it. When they hop on these apps and these girls are, you know, talking 20, 30, 40 guys at a time, and the guys are usually got at least 5 or 10 in their Rolodex, if you will, in their phone. And it's bananas. And it's been proven the more guys a girl sleeps with, the crazier she gets, because the DNA absorbed by women. Every single guy a woman is intimate with, that DNA doesn't just get washed away. No. It actually, that's why they start just going batshit into their late 20s and early 30s when they've been playing the field. It's just tragic, man. It's tragic. And I saw it firsthand. I saw it firsthand trying to navigate my marital life and my dating life in a city like Las Vegas. Believe me, it was the Navy SEALs of the dating world. I'm telling you. But I see it.
What were you doing in Vegas? Were you working there?
Oh yeah, I went to UNLV out there for my last couple of years in school after I went to Laramie, Wyoming, and then I was just in the working the casinos when I was going through school. And just worked from job to job and eventually got back into casino and club work with a lot of security and management. And, it was great money. I mean, you got to understand, this was the early 90s through 2010.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a different time economically. Of course, we've gone through all these upheavals, you know, on the stock market and in the real estate market. And Vegas was the hottest town growing for 10 or 12, 14 years there from 90 to about 2005 before the bubble in housing. But when I noticed when that all cratered, that's when you saw women that would typically out of high school go get a Hooters job. They go to the strip club instead. The girls that would work at the department stores in the mall went to Hooters. So they all went up. They all moved up in this immoral ladder dance, if you will. And the girls that were normally dancing, they all became prostitutes. They were doing it online. They were doing it on the street. So this is a real telling program, what you're talking about, because you're dealing with real-time problems and the fabric of America just disappearing before our eyes because of these financial overloads and what they've done to our country. They've destroyed the wages. They've globalized and taken all the jobs away. People are having to have four and five side hustles on the job. They're having to run credit cards up to make ends meet. And then you're trying to hold a marriage together. You know what? Good luck, man. Good luck.
I know.
And even now, how do you date when it's the end of the world, theoretically? I mean, how do you make them happy? How do you make a girl happy when we got Putin and Xi getting ready to invade Armageddon? I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. It's just something. But I saw these articles today and some of those stats I wanted to throw at you because I knew you were doing the show tonight. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, because this is exactly what this show is about. What you're talking about, you're spot on. Scotch, it's like the women today, they talk a big game about wanting to, you know, I want a good man, she'll say. Where's all the honest men? But here's the problem, as what you perfectly said. And I will just simply speak in a different vernacular for some of the other guys. In other words, guys, I'll break it down for you. You know, in the fraternity party where there was that, four or five of those fat whores standing around at 3 o'clock in the morning who were what we used to call blowjob queens. You didn't want to date them. You didn't want to be seen with them walking around campus, right? Let's be honest. Fun girls, nice girls. But at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, they're all trashed. Well, you can have a lot of fun with those ladies. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And then the next day, you're back to fighting your 7, 8, 9, or 10, right? So my thing was, here's the problem. That was before social media. And what you said is so true, American Scotch. Now the fat whore at the frat party thinks she's hot. She thinks every man wants her because there's too many American simps behind the internet screen blowing up her inbox, saying how hot she is. These women have shown me their inbox on the internet. 300-400 messages per week, one of them had.
Unbelievable.
And she was barely a 5. And I'm going, nice girl. But you know, these guys, these guys can afford internet. They're doing it for their phone. They're phone crazy, phone centric. I love my smartphone, but I prefer to work on a larger screen. But these young dudes will sit there and they will hit on 100 women a day, trying to get a date, and that's about the same as direct mail, 3-5% max success rate.
Yes,
that's
correct. Yes.
And that's
absolutely
where we're at
right.
in this country. The girls that used to hang around the frat parties and our radio fraternity here, they now think they're tens. They now think they deserve a Brad Pitt with rock solid abs and millions of dollars to spend on her. What do you say?
Exactly. Absolutely right. And you know what? It's interesting. You know, their standards that they hold for us is absolutely ridiculous. Somebody made a mention.
Astronomical.
Of that, you know, when it comes to the dating transaction, if you will, like there's a transaction to be had between a man and a woman, whether you're dating or building toward marriage or what have you. And women are bringing nothing to the table because back in the day, 50 years ago, at least chastity had some sort of a meaning to society, and you were looked down upon if you were too fast and running around with all these guys. So most women were petrified. They were appalled. You know, they were absolutely just mortified the thought of sleeping around. Well, not anymore. Now, because of feminism, it's taught them that they're empowered by sleeping with all these aforementioned men, like I mentioned before. So they're soaking up the DNA. They're mentally going crazy. Their body's going crazy because it's a very complex thing. The pheromones, the biochemistry of a man and a woman, when a woman starts sleeping around like we do, they're not built for it. That's just the way it is. That's what God made us. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. I'm just telling you the facts here. You know, guys can sleep around. They usually don't get, too emotionally connected. But women, that's not the case, no matter how hardcore and much of a bad bitch they think they are. But and then you throw in the interracial thing today. I mean, that's one thing I noticed.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I went into my marriage to when I got out of my marriage, I was in the same city going in. I was in the same city when we got divorced, and it was a little over a decade. And I couldn't believe just the racial mixing going on. I mean, we've heard the speeches by Muhammad Ali and, you know, Malcolm X and how, you know, it's hard enough. Men and women have enough differences understanding one another. Now you're going to throw a cultural change in there? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had buddies and all they would do, they were white boys. All they wanted to do was date black girls. That's all they loved to do. And every single month, man, he had to fork over $2,000-$3,000 in the salon bills, the weeds, the fake eyelashes, the makeup, the body lotion. Oh my God, I'm
crazy.
Talking, man. These girls are the Bentleys of girls as far as the high maintenance ticket prices. I mean, they're unbelievable, and they never like to have any fun like white boys. They don't go jumping out of planes. They don't go, you know, ride the bungee cord. They don't want to go camping or go hunting or fish. They are indoor girls, brother. Okay? So you got all these expenses, and you got no fun or common ground with you as a Caucasian male or, you know, some of the Hispanic friends I've got, very similar to guys like us. They don't have that problem. But these girls, some of these cultural differences I see guys trying to navigate, it's like, are you asking for Mission Impossible? Are you Tom Cruise hovering above the floor at the CIA? What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? It's never going to work. And every single time they go through girls like it was toilet paper, and they were just miserable. Miserable. It's just sad, man. It's just sad what we're watching, you know, guys like you and I with years under our belt to observe. It's kind of a curse, you know, to watch this much and see how much we're seeing. It's just unreal. Unreal.
Boy, you succinctly put that in perspective. You're right. It's it's amazing. During the monologue, I mentioned to people, if you want to see current American society, me and a buddy last night went to the mall food court, the local mall.
Yep.
I won't say where. It's just the North Valley of Phoenix. And had some dinner, sat in the corner, and just looked and observed the people.
Oh,
and the couples,
God.
Especially. Their relationships, some interracial stuff going on, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Some of the men were holding a baby. They looked shell-shocked, like they came from a battlefield, World War II style. The girlfriend is yours, knocked up again.
Oh.
And there, he's carrying one, she's carrying one, and pushing two. How are they going to pay for four kids
never
in this
happen.
Economy
never gonna happen.
And the guy looked like he wasn't working. You know, they got that look, American Scotch, you know, you can just smell it. Hate to say it, but the guy looked very nervous, very shell-shocked, thinking, how am I going to feed us and feed these kids and keep us off the street? That's the look he had. Survival mode.
Well, exactly. It almost goes into a kamikaze type mentality, because at that point you're already royally effed anyway. When you've had one kid, you've got a girl who's, you know, unstable mentally, as most of them are. I hate to say it, but it's true. But there's a lot of mentally unstable dudes out there too nowadays, especially. So you got two
fighting
for, you know, trying to claim regular sanity. Now you got a kid on the way. You got a kid sitting there in a high chair. You got another one pregnant, ready to roll out. And how many of you guys have been vaccinated now by this wonderful medical industry that's shooting God knows frickin' what into us? So now you're going to be dealing with dead children. You're going to be dealing with dead spouses. I mean, I could keep going on and on. I could keep going on. Not to mention, like you said, you're at the food court. I can imagine it now. You're out there near Mesa, AJ. I was living in Phoenix for a few years. I know exactly where you're at. So I can just imagine. and when you go to the mall, it's that ghetto culture. You see it all over the place now. You see it all over. Their pants are hanging down. The girls are looking like they're just straight up cholos, you know, working the street in East L.A.
Yeah.
I mean,
cholo
whores.
Sure.
What are you offering these kids that you're bringing into the world? What kind of a life are you bringing to these young ones that didn't ask to be here? They're going to end up angry as hell that you brought them in here, not to mention the racial problems you have. I mean, there's a lot. People are going to say, oh, you're just a bigot, Scott. You need to shut up about interracial. Let me tell you something. When you've got a black man and a white woman or all the different combinations and permutations that I could go through, when you have a mixed child and they have a problem medically and you try to find blood or marrow transplants, good luck. Good luck, people, because you can't find them. It takes an already difficult situation and puts it into the exponential category, trying to find a bone marrow transplant match or a heart transplant match or kidney or whatever. Because you've created this child, this person with all these different genetic variations going on that has got nothing to do with mommy and nothing to do with daddy. They're a combination of the two of you now. So you as parents can't even contribute to your child's medical answers. You can't give blood if you're A and the child is an AB negative.
That's right.
And you're an A positive. You can't do it. If the mother's a B positive. Or an O negative. I mean, there's all sorts of it's crazy. I posted that on Gab before too. Some of the pitfalls to this crazy culture of pushing everybody together and becoming this blended race of nothing is not.
That's
fun.
Right. It's the ghettoization
really
of America.
Not.
You want
Amen.
The ghettoization of our country? They really do. And you see it at the malls.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it clear as day. And this is a nice neighborhood, a nice mall, not a ghetto mall of Phoenix. And we have those too. And you're right. This has just been going on and on and on. And there's a lot of people, I tell people that this past Christmas, a few weeks back, right, was the last hurrah for a lot of people. In other words, they borrowed money on credit cards to fund Christmas. Now it's January. They're still out of work. And they're walking around on a Monday night. Now, I know yesterday was a holiday, but I thought it'd be a good little experiment for this show. And this show leads into the Thursday show, because on this show, we talk about some funny things, some lighter things. But it all ties into the greater geopolitic. That's the genius of this show, is that it ties in to all kinds of tentacles in the larger.
Exactly.
So if they can get this show, they'll get the Thursday show in time. So I encourage guys all the time. A lot of guys listen. They've heard you and me, but they love to listen in. A lot of them have said, Vaughn, I don't have the courage yet to call in, but I'm going to. I'm going to. I go, okay, do what you got to do. But you're right, man. I mean, it's a clusterfuck, to be blunt.
Exactly.
Fabric.
It's not even a minefield.
True.
Not even a minefield. It's like being dropped on the surface of the sun. I mean, and expecting to survive, honestly. or dropped into that volcano in Hawaii where it's just molten. Molten
exactly.
rock coming out of it. And you think you're going to, I'm tough. I can handle it. No, you can't, brother. I mean, this whole thing is set up against all of us so massively. I mean, I just think of what Phoenix used to look like when I was down in the Southwest for the first time, 1990, 91, 92, how Vegas.
Oh,
90,
changed
91,
a lot.
And look at it now. Look at the difference just in 30 short years. That's not a long time. It's really not, man. It's really not. 30 years from one snapshot to the other, the same cities, the way the people look, the way they behave, and, of course, because of that, the divorce rates, the marriage rates, the dropout rates in high school, the single motherhood situations, the kids that are in foster homes. I mean, I could, like I said, I don't want people to start jumping off the buildings, but it gets to the point when you really start seeing this. And you start asking these questions, and it's like, and now we're getting elections stolen from us, and we're getting these idiots like, Hobbs that are just going to be sitting there up there giggling not taking the oath, and while she can't even keep a straight face, as
she can't.
I mean,
I saw that video.
I almost threw the phone against the wall today, the other day when I saw that. I was like, I don't know if I can post this. I'm so angry right now. My God.
American Scotch. I told a friend of mine, Katie Hobbs is the perfect, in a weird way and in a bad way, she's the perfect governor for Arizona at this snapshot in time. She personifies what we're talking about. She personifies the fringe culture. She's going to encourage the ghettoization of Arizona and of Phoenix. And to her, it's all a big joke, like that video of her laughing, cackling, doing her oath of office. It's all a joke, these people. Joke.
Yeah.
And it affects The Bachelor,
like you said.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's a clown show, man. We're living in clown, you know, clown-infested America, CIA. Warnock out of Georgia. Some crazy preacher that likes to bitch slap his women. You got Fetterman, who's a drooling retard, who's a senator now in Pennsylvania, wearing a Dickies work shirt in his official editorial photograph.
Classic stuff, man.
Whoever's writing this, I got to take my hat off to him, man. But I just wanted to call in, and this has been fun. This has been fun.
It's one hell of a scoop. Hey, this show is, like I said, it's the first Tuesday of every month. American Scotch will talk to you on Thursday. Thanks so much for calling the show. And I love your lively banter tonight. Good stuff, man.
All right,
thank
brother.
You.
Talk to you later.
You know, bye-bye. Thanks, brother. It's American Scotch, folks. And what a great guy. And catch out his Gab page, JB.com. And I know you're going to like it. A lot of interesting intel. A lot of good stuff there. A lot of good links. Let's go to a new caller. I believe we have a new caller. From the from Arizona, I believe. Hello, you're live on the Von Wien Show. Is this Eddie the Destroyer?
Yeah. How are you?
Eddie the Destroyer.
Yeah,
I feel so honored.
Yes,
it's your
sir.
First call tonight.
Thanks.
How you doing?
You know, I've been doing good. You know, I'm just thankful that, you know, I was a bachelor in the 70s and 80s. You know, and it was a very
the best
nice time
almost, man.
A bachelor. You know, it was pre-AIDS and all this stuff, you know, and I don't know. Everything was just, you know, much easier.
Yeah.
I had one bar.
Exactly.
To, you know, and I would pick up a girl every night there, you know, anytime I wanted. I just went by, you know, it was, and they were there for that
at
reason,
which,
too.
Here in
know?
Phoenix?
No, Redwood City, California. Redwood City, California.
Oh, Redwood City.
Kind of.
Yeah, Redwood
kind of
City, is that by the coast?
It's the county seat. It's right by the bay. It's the county seat of San Mateo County, where the airport is.
Ah, gotcha.
You know, it's.
Yes.
You know, the county encompasses Half Moon Bay. It does encompass the coast. In fact, I used to drive a cab there for a while, and the cops would arrest somebody over in Half Moon Bay, and they'd take them to jail in Redwood City, and then they had to get back, and it's like 25 miles or something. It was a good cab ride. But
God.
I had a lot of adventures.
Love
there.
It.
I'd pick up a guy at the jail, and he'd go, where do you want to go? And he goes, well, let's go to Middlefield Road, which is kind of a drag in a working-class neighborhood. And he'd say, I got to look for my car. I was at one of these bars. I don't remember which one. So
see, that's when America was cool, and that's what we're losing, man. This is pre-AIDS America, pre-COVID America. Thank God I grew up then. I had one foot in old America, Generation X, and I have one foot in the new America. I can tell you guys, the younger guys especially that call me and email me, you millennials, you Generation Zers, Wires, etc. You guys are young, 18, 20, 16, some of you. Can't even buy a damn beer. They want to draft your ass for a war, and you're living in a weird America. It really is. It's getting weirder by the day, and that's why I designed this show, so have some guys like us that have been around the barn a few times put out some stories about the way life used to be, right? Like American Scotch had a great story there of Las Vegas and you of Phoenix. And show these young guys, look, you guys have got to take back the country, and we're going to help you. Trust me.
Yeah.
We got to get this country back on track.
I know. I
have to.
I feel sorry for these guys, you know, although I don't know that they don't even know what they're missing. You know, they wouldn't
know. They have no clue. They think it's Facebook and social media. That's really destroyed the dating in this country.
Yeah.
I talked about monologuing with Americans. I talked about women don't need to date you now. They can talk to 30 guys in the comfort of their home while she plays around with herself. Literally.
Yeah.
And guys will give her money. It's called WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah.
The girls always... Some of these girls, I go, are you on WhatsApp? I go, no, I don't send money to women. Oh, okay, thank you. But they find 100 guys that will. These girls sit at home and make $200, $300, $400, $1,000 or $2 a night. Or they have an OnlyFans account. A lot of women do this, guys. That's why they're not motivated to date you and have a damn dinner at Applebee's.
No.
Why even bother with that crap? They can stay home and make $1,000 a night. If she's even halfway decent, if she's a knockout, sky's the limit. And the fat,
and so
ugly blowjob queens think they deserve that cash too. And guess what? Guys will give it to them. They're that desperate for real interaction.
They can use a picture
they're
of
not
somebody
getting
else.
It.
Yeah. A lot of them, they have a Amazon gift registry or something. You know, go to my gift registry and send me something on there or something like that.
Yeah. Buy me a gift. I don't even know you. Buy you a gift.
Yeah. And it's all
up yours, lady. Stop buying you a gift.
Yeah.
I always say this.
I'll talk dirty to you.
My mother gives me an allowance that I can't afford you.
Right.
My mother only gives me $5 for dates, and that's it.
Yeah.
You already spent it. We're tapped out. We're tapped out here, baby.
You know, the guy was talking about.
You
got to
throw it back in her face. You know, this women have outrageous entitlement complexes in America.
Yeah.
Outrageous. Even the ones that are average think, I deserve Brad Pitt. I deserve. Our culture has taught the women, it's all about you, little Miss Muffet. It's all about you. And they view men as a starter husband. Oh, you're my starter husband. Heard a woman say that the other day to a guy. And I went, yep, exactly.
Wow.
He goes, what? She goes, oh, don't worry, honey. I was just kidding. Ha ha. I'm going, no, you're not kidding. That's how they view you. You're the first guy to get me 100, 200 grand. After that, here's husband number 2, 3, 4, and 5. Or I'll stay at home and make money online. They went rogue.
Yeah.
And they love it.
I did that with one woman, she's my second wife. But she, I walked away. I was drinking too much, and, you know, I just left her. And she wanted to find some guy in Silicon Valley that was an engineer, and she drives a Porsche now, and she got a house in Los Altos, and, you know.
Living large.
She did really good without me.
They did really good without working
husband.
For it. Remember, as you all know, women view marriage as a means to an end. There's very few women now that approach women from a Christian perspective, where they want to meet the boy next door, raise a family. There are many women that are still like that. But a lot of women, the growing trend is they view men as disposable. You're the provider. You're the ATM machine. How much money does he have? How much money can I get? I want stuff. Had a girlfriend once tell me, I want more stuff. I go, what kind of stuff? I want more stuff. I don't know. I just want more stuff. Materialism. She was a fun girl to date. This drunk Irish chick I dated in Dallas back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Curvy and, oh, my God, exotic redhead. But one day she just blurted out, I want more stuff. And I go, well, good for you. And I want a fucking Porsche. So shut up. Sit down. Eat your steak that I just bought you. Dumb bitch. I want more stuff. God.
Hey, it was
well, so
tell
do
you,
I.
You know,
maybe I want more stuff.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
I was going to tell you, you were talking
pardon
about
my
friend
up
you know,
there. Sometimes the cuss word, the only thing that really works. Go ahead, Eddie. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. And we went out to that Boyce Arboretum in out by Superior this weekend. Man, that is a nice place. You know, if you want to get into nature and stuff, that's the place to go.
The Arboretum?
There? Oh, yeah.
Where's it located?
Yeah, Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E. It's out by Superior. It's off of Highway 60, I guess it is. Right on the. Right
I've never
the
been there. I've heard of it. Never been there. Is it really
cool?
They
were talking about these. They were talking about these nature baths, I guess. It's kind of an Asian thing where they go out in the forest and just become in tune with nature, like, you know, and lose their stress and everything, you know. And I saw a lot of Asian people there, which was surprising because there isn't that many here, you know. But they go out to that place, you know, to get back to nature, you know. So if you like that,
you
might try that sometime. Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. So is it like an all day thing or you cruise through in a few hours?
Yeah, well, you know, it took us a couple hours. Oh, you know, at least a few couple hours, yeah.
Okay.
At least a couple hours, you know. My wife said if it was closer, she'd go back all the time, you know, but it's kind of, you know, it takes a couple hours to get there, you know.
Yeah. Eddie, now you're a man of the world, been around the barn a few times. Tell the young guys, the millennials, Generation ZY, XYZ, about what you think, what's your best advice for the younger guys, the young bachelors in America today?
You know, probably get off the freaking Facebook and shit and just go out and meet somebody in real face-to-face life, you know.
God forbid.
You know, I know. If they could take their face
meet
out of the
people?
Telephone long enough to do it, you know.
They're too scared. Too scared.
Talk to people, you know. Yeah, you know, go get a cup of coffee and sit down and look at people and talk to people. They can't do it. They don't know.
You're asking a lot, Eddie.
And then all the COVID, everybody's afraid to even talk to each other.
Yeah. You're asking them to get out of their cocoon, go to a store or a coffee shop, and actually start conversations 1960 style. Mad Men style.
With strange people.
Love it.
Yeah. With people you
don't
even
know. Oh, my God.
Girls that
look at kids are going to blow a gasket. You're going to overload their system, man.
Get out of
your parents'
basement.
They want to do is go to a coffee shop. They want to find her OnlyFans account and then text her from inside the coffee shop.
Yeah, right.
And then try to get her attention that way. It's all digital.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm over here at this table.
Yeah, I'm at table X by the window. Check me out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, with a carnation in my shirt.
God. Oh, I don't know, man. It's like I say do a little bit of everything. Do some online, do some personal stuff. But I am much more of a tangible guy where I want to see the girl. I don't want to see her on the screen.
Yeah.
I want to see her in real life.
Well, if you go to the gym,
I want to see
your girl. You meet women at the gym, you know?
Right. I want to see the whole package, baby.
Yeah.
I want to see all of her, you know, in
exactly.
real time, in real life. That's a Generation X way. We want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
don't
show
me
state, like Missouri.
Because I saw you.
Show me, baby.
Yeah.
Shake it. Shake that moneymaker.
Yeah.
Eddie, thanks a lot, man.
There you go.
Thanks for calling the show.
Okay,
do it again
care.
On
hey,
Thursday.
I'll do it.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll
awesome,
will.
Brother.
Right. Bye.
Have a great night. That was Eddie the Destroyer calling from Phoenix. Got a few more calls here. We'll get to Brett the Surfer, then Paul the Gladiator. First, about these themes tonight, I got to mention this because I was doing some research for the show, as I always do. And these are sort of some fun themes, but what American Scotch talked about, Eddie the Destroyer talked about too, about these people are having trouble, the younger set, about even talking to each other. The birth rate is going to go down. Even Elon Musk said, we're going to have a population collapse in 20 years. Now, you wouldn't notice it now. A lot of these young guys are pushing baby carriages, but it doesn't mean that, even with our immigration, that society is going to have really a ton of job openings because these kids are also killing themselves at a younger and younger age. Overdose deaths are sky high. They can't drive. We're not even at war yet. Wait till that happens. But also, have you seen the stats for sex dolls, sex robots? This is real, folks. Is this our dystopian future? Well, because it's so tough to get a girlfriend or a wife, a lot of these guys of various ages are saying, to hell with the dating scene. I'm going to buy a sex robot. And they're already out. And sex dolls that look real. And they're going to buy those. Set up a little romper room in the house. And that's going to be their outlet, and they'll get the occasional real female maybe once a year if they're lucky. If they're lucky. Maybe more. But I'll just say a lot of these guys are moving in that direction. Think about it in a weird way. You don't have to feed the doll or the robot. You don't have to give it 3 squares a day. You don't have to buy it $20 glass of the Chardonnay at a Scottsdale bar. You don't have to bring it with you on vacation, buy an extra airfare, extra food. It does not require jewelry. So no more going to Zales at the mall for one more tennis bracelet to keep the thing going for 6 more months. You know, those diamond ones that they love to sell for $100-$200 or more. A lot of you guys are looking at the economics of their situation going, hey, I can't afford all this. I'm making 16, 15, whatever bucks an hour. Can't do it. They're opting out. It's like MGTOW on steroids. Men go in their own way. But it's reality. And on my show, we will deal with reality. And I noticed this. And I've been watching these. If you were to buy stock in sex robot companies, I think that could be the next Tesla or SpaceX or something, Amazon. I'm starting to look at the stock prices of those companies. When the way society is going, this might be a good investment. Sounds strange, but that's how fortunes are made, gents. I'm just saying, think outside the box, as I do. Pun intended, because the thing is, you look at society, it's amazing what's really going on out there and the things people really care about. Well, let's get to Breath of Surfer. But first, we're going to play a really cool intro song from the Tiki Tones from L.A.
I dig it.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Once again, Brett the Surfer on the air. Brett, are you there tonight? How are you doing? Welcome to the Von Weekend Show, the Bachelor Edition. Are you there? Going once. Going twice. Going thrice. Is Brett busy with his kids? Don't know. We lost him there. Let's get to Paul the Gladiator, North Phoenix. How you doing, Paul? How's the Gladiator tonight, man?
Tired, man. Just got back from the horse ranch. Back to the...
Oh, I believe it.
Back to the old house.
And congratulations on that beautiful white truck you bought in Scottsdale. The ranch truck.
Oh, my God. I got such a deal.
Yeah, what a hell of a deal.
Yeah, young bachelors have to learn how to sock money away so when a good deal comes around, you can take advantage of it. Keep saving your money. Don't spend it.
You can pounce on this stuff quick.
Yeah, you want to be able to, you know, offer a guy, you know, 500, 1,000 less than what he's offering something up for when it's a good deal. Give them cash. They'll always walk away with the cash. Always.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I
sounds done.
Check it out. I saw a motorhome, I guess they call it a motorhome, right? You know, the big bus, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guy has it on the side of the road, Scottsdale, Phoenix, North Phoenix, Scottsdale town line, with a sign, $20,000.
Hmm.
Door was open. I walked in. It was built in, I want to say 2004 or 5. I forget the year.
Okay.
It had 17,500 miles on it. The inside was like brand new. I called the number. I said, "Hey, I'm inside your motorhome here." He's like, I left it unlocked." I go, "Yeah, it's no problem. There's no damage. Nobody's in here. I'm just like sitting down." "Why is this thing like brand new?" And he goes, "Oh man, I hardly use it. I used it for like 2 trips and it's been on my property and I'm just sick and tired of having it here." So I said, "I know you're asking 20, but you know, nobody's going to give you 20. I'll give you 7,500 cash right now for this thing." Cause it was really nice. It was in great shape. I mean, outside, inside, you could tell the thing never moved. Right.
Right.
And he goes, "You know what? Let me get back to you." I gave him my number. And I'm like, "Yeah, that would be perfect on the ranch. I build out a couple of rooms at the ranch. And then I can sleep inside the motorhome because I got water and electric on property." And, that would be amazing, man. Just park it next to my storage trailer, the railroad car. Build 2 rooms as a living room and a workout room inside the ranch. Yeah. So young bachelors out there, learn to save a lot of cash, and always have it available when a good deal is in front of you. I might get this guy to literally cut the price down all the way, to cut it down by almost 2/3. From his asking at 20 to 7,500 cash. Yeah, that would be an amazing deal.
Hell yeah.
So,
and guys, be innovative, like what Paul's talking about, because you got to be able to pounce on these things fast. Speed. Got to outmaneuver, outthink the competition, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Love that.
And, you know, the one thing I was thinking of, when he said, "Yeah, I'm getting sick of looking at it," I'm like, "Well, this guy, it doesn't sound like he needs the $20,000. He just wants it gone."
That's right.
So if he wants it gone, let me offer him $7,500. And if he says, "You know what, if you give me $10,000, I'll take it," I'll give him $10,000 and walk away.
How'd you leave it with him?
Drive that sucker. Yeah, I'll give him the $10,000 and drive that motorhome away.
Right.
You know,
so right now, is he like thinking about it?
Oh yeah, he said, "Let me call you." He goes, "If I don't have any other offers on it," and he said, "If I can't get somebody to at least offer me, you know, a little higher than that, then I'll probably do it with you." So
yeah.
He might call me back and say, "Hey, you know, if you give me 10, and I'll probably say, I'll give you $8,750. I'll split it down the middle with you. If that helps you out, we both win. You get more out of my pocket. I get the motorhome. Less than $9,000, I'd be happy."
Yeah.
And it's in mint condition. I mean, mint condition. Like, gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No one's even used it. No one's even slept in hardly. Love that.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You get a great deal like that, put that onto the ranch. Oh, my God. That's how you do it, guys. You know, yeah, the young bachelor, you've got to be thinking, man, how to beat the system, beat the man at his own game. They're coming at you with inflation, higher taxes. Got to beat them back, you know.
Get a so I got a big four-door, extra long, heavy-duty pickup truck. For $2,500, if I can get the motor home for like $7,500, $9,000, I'll be all in.
$10,000,
$11,000.
That's
all
it.
In them both. That's it.
That's it.
Done.
Balls in. That's it. Unbelievable. Oh, a ranch truck, lots of light, and a brand new mobile home. Virtually, I mean, living good, living real good.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
I'll build a living room inside the barn. That'll be my big living room with TVs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a fitness center in the other room, big gym equipment that I already have. And that'll be all I need. I'm building a kitchen in there as well, full service kitchen. So, I'll have it all, man. Won't have to leave the property, but just to go to the grocery store and back. That's it. And now,
that's perfect.
And then my recruiter, and guys, bachelors, get a recruiter out there. Get to know a recruiter really well for what you do for work. She said, give me a call like mid to late January. I got a couple of opportunities. I'll, I'll get a job through the recruiter, probably making another, you know, 60, 70, 80 grand. But I'll have no rent.
Yeah.
I'll have no electric bill. I'll have no water bill, no cable bill, a cell phone, the insurance on the truck. That's it. I already paid the registration, so it's done. And nowadays, if you buy a car cash in Arizona and you go to register a motor vehicle, you don't even have to pay the taxes on the purchase price. Yeah. So cost me, I got a vanity plate for the truck underneath my company name. Cost me a whopping $75 to register it. Big deal. You know.
God.
And bachelors.
Love that.
Bachelors, young bachelors, you got to learn to save your money, save your cash, and get to know a recruiter out there that can get you a good job very fast with big companies. That'll give you benefits and everything. Those recruiters are very valuable nowadays in this remote work world. Because I'll work right out of the barn.
Oh, hell yeah.
I can work out of the mobile home or the barn, either one, because I got electric in both.
Set
up the laptop. Set up the laptop on a big screen. Put the phone on. Start talking to people, you know?
Sure.
I'll net all that money right in my pocket, right in the bank account.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've been using recruiters for years. They're awesome.
Yeah.
He uses those people who work for you for free.
Yeah.
The phone rings, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. And young bachelors, you gotta remember, man. Right now, you got until 2025 to huddle up, shrink the size of everything you're doing, build that cash up so that if we do get a Republican back in office January 2025, that you have money to spring into action when things get better. So right now is the time to work and save the cash and not spend it, so that you have the cash when opportunity knocks in 2025, 2026, and when things are bad right now, if you had saved money like I did, you would see people are dumping their assets for very little dollars right now because everybody's hurting for money. That's how I'm probably going to end up stealing this motorhome. I got a great deal on this truck. I mean, just an amazing deal.
Mm-hmm.
V10 engine. I mean, it's a monster. Extra long bed, Super Duty, four-door, extra king cab.
Yep. Big monster. I saw it.
Monster.
Jeez.
You got to be able to spring into action, and you got to get creative in these times to save a lot of money over the next 2 years. Lots of money. Remember, Joe Biden's going to be in there in that office till January 2025. That's two more years.
God.
You got to save cash. You got to work to save this cash.
I'm just kidding. You're right. Oh, I know. It's pathetic. It's a Biden economy. And, yeah, guys, Paul is correct, man. Get those Benjamins racked up. You know, have some fun. Kind of live a little. Kind of buy yourself a few things every now and then. You got to buy a steak. You know, I get it. Buy some drinks. Oh, yeah. But more dollars should be saved and should be sticking to you than what you expend. That's how I was taught. Over time, you have more to stick to you than what you spend.
Yeah.
That's the ideal anyway. Well, Paul, thanks a lot, man, for calling the show. Appreciate it. Congratulations on your future mobile home. I have a sense you're going to get it. And that awesome ranch truck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, everybody. Have a good night.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Appreciate it, man. Very cool. That's how you do it, guy. You're driving around like Paul the Gladiator. You pull over. That's what I do, too. Pull over. Go, hey, what's going on? Open house? How much? Got a car to sell? And also, deals are on Craigslist. I bought a car off Craigslist and a motorcycle off Craigslist. Utilize it. It's a tool. It's all kind of deals. I had the vehicle shipped to Arizona. Buying pennies on the dollar. I have never made a car payment in my life, but for about a couple of years on a nice pre-owned vehicle back in the day. I never bought a new car from a dealership in my life, though I'd like to. But a brand new car that depreciates 30-40% first couple of years is a bad business decision. Just bad. You don't want to be that guy. Buy a pre-owned vehicle. Just as good. They're broken in. You'll save 20 grand right there. These young guys, you're buying these brand new trucks, brand new. 40, 50, 60 grand. I see you behind the wheel. Well, you're nuts. I know it's not a rental. I know it's your vehicle in most cases, not your dad's. You guys are buying these things like around. And Arizona, they're building a new car dealership around every corner. Because you millennials and Z and Y guys of your generation, you've been taught you got to buy brand new. You're afraid of COVID. They put fear into you. So you're afraid COVID's in the seats or in the carpet. You're afraid of catching a germ. They taught you to be germophobes. That's why they got you hooked on buying new, brand new homes, brand new cars. My house and compound, when I bought it, wasn't brand new at all. Over time, you renovate it. I put over 75 grand in this house. Over time. Renovations, love renovating. It's fun. You can design your home like Michelangelo. Do it that way. It's a hell of a lot cheaper. Do things over time. But I'm afraid many of you guys are not going to listen. You call the show later, crying in your beer, and I'll say, where were you in 2023 on January 3rd? We had this show about this exact topic. And with that, Let's get to Brett the Surfer. I think he's back. Is he back? Is he alive? Is Brett the Surfer there? I hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Awesome, brother.
Right.
We got you. Yes, we got you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think, I don't know, maybe my speaker was off. I was down on the beach too much. You know, for New Year's. And, yeah.
Too many waves, man. Too many waves.
Yeah, I've got an air stream.
You are putting out those good vibes, Brett. Love it, man.
Of course.
So, what's Brett the Surfer's advice to Generation, you know, Y and Z and the millennials when it comes to money?
Yeah, I think.
Floor is yours.
Live below your means. Like Paul was saying, man, you know, you live below your means. You work hard. You max out what you're doing. Do the best that you can, whatever you're doing, you know. If you need a side gig, if you need 2-3 jobs, man. And, you know, if you're single, man, use your time wisely you know, work hard when you're young. So when you get older, you're not going to have to be out there. You know, it's going to get harder. You know, it's not as easy when you're in your 20s. You know, when you're in your 20s, that's the time to really start hitting the pavement and build up that capital. Because when you see those deals, they're out there. And I bought this is a while back. This is like in 2008, but a 67 Airstream Safari. I have it down at my house in Rocky Point.
Nice.
I still have it. I want to redo it. Everything's pretty nice in it, but I do think the outside needs to be shined, and I want to kind of redo, touch up things, maybe replace some things on the inside. But that's kind of my goal for 2023. I'm going to do that. But yeah, man, there's some going to be even better deals out there. You know, if you have cash and you can negotiate, the deals are going to be out there. You know, and people are going to get desperate. You know, a lot of these people that are buying things or they bought at the peak, everything, even luxury watches are starting to take it. Remember how high Rolexes were going? And
oh, yeah.
I think you know. But, you know, just the people who are buying them, you know, as an investment. Rolex, it may be, I don't know if that'll, it'll probably come back again, but who knows, you know. But, yeah, on cars, and I think especially in automotive cars and RVs, I think RVs are some great deals. And these people that are making payments on them, they're going to be like, I got to get rid of this, man.
Yeah.
Or
$700-$800 a month, Brett, of cash going down the bachelor drain. All the impressive little Missy.
And there are examples of people.
It's a waste of money.
Who did not? Yeah. Yeah, and you know,
I drive an SUV, but mine's a 2002. I don't need. Don't get me wrong. I love brand new cars, but I don't need to spend What detracts the fun for a guy like me about a new car is the cost. I like them, but I go, I ain't going to spend no $50,000 on an SUV drive around town. When I bought mine for $5,687, I know the exact price I paid cash for it. Still runs good to me.
Yeah.
Mercedes SUV. Thing is loaded. You got to put some money in any pre-owned vehicle here and there. But for service around town, it's all you need. Or buy a truck.
And
I want to buy another SUV.
You're driving it still. You're driving it.
I'm driving it.
You don't have any
no payment. Pre-owned.
That's nice.
Roof and everything. And so your advice is spot on, and Paul's too, and mine too, because these young guys are, again, they're trained and programmed to buy brand new cars. We just had a bunch of new dealerships built in North Phoenix, the North Valley here, brand spanking new dealerships. And I know a few of the car salesmen, and they will tell you, man, these young kids come in here, they'll pay anything for these trucks. They'll pay anything for these BMWs, Land Rover, whatever. Crazy.
Yeah.
Did you know that most of America, 40% of America, for the Wall Street Journal, is behind on their car payments effective January 1st, 2023.
And then there's going to
They're
be
behind.
A lot of repos.
I can't
repos
keep up. I know.
Yeah.
It's going to be, they're going to drive around for a couple years, be a big shot. You're going to spend $20,000-$25,000. The car's going to get repoed, and they're going to have no car after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Money down the drain yet again.
Yeah, and layoffs are coming.
I told
too,
a kid.
So, you know.
Yeah, I told a kid the other day, where do you think the money's coming from to build these brand new million-dollar dealerships? It's coming from you. You're funding that. You're funding these big concrete, you know, marble, steel. Because these guys know we're going to sell these trucks, get whatever we want for them, man. It's like steel, a license of steel. Don't blame them. If I had the money, I would love to own a car dealership in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona. Can't lose. Can't lose. I would sit back like Mr. Corleone and count my damn money and pay everybody well on top of that. I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a license to steal in this town and in many other areas, but we're a real car culture here in the Southwest due to our weather. We have a car culture. You know, lots of sunny days. We don't have ice and snow on our roads here. Everyone's always driving.
Yeah.
And they're always wearing out their cars. Well, you have a good New Year's,
That's
man.
That's the beautiful thing about living out here, though, Vaughn. You know, I know Northern California is about to get hit by a megastorm. But and we had a lot of rain here, but, you know, that's the nice thing about living out here. You know, we got these sunny skies most of the time, and we're blessed to be like that, you know.
We are. Well, in California, I love going up there during the summer. I always go up there, as you well know, every summer pretty much. But, yeah, they're getting one Pacific storm after the other, and I love it because we're getting those same storms here in Arizona. They're just flowing right over the desert. Making Phoenix ice cold for winter, which I love. I want it cold here during the winter. I wish.
We haven't had a winter this cold in a while, right?
I know. Well, Thor, the Nordic god, is helping us this year. He's working his magic, man, you know?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
How's the wife and kids doing?
Oh, great, man. Just, you know, Christmas
good,
is the
good.
Time for the kids. And you know, I'm you know what? Make that decision to work hard, man. Build your capital when you're young and have your fun, you know. And if you meet someone that's a partner, going to build something with you, you know, grab it, you know. If not, enjoy your life. And I have a saying, like a 50 caliber day, and that's a day when you do everything that you really want to get done and that you want to do. And I think that's the way you should live your life every day, you know. But when you're young and you have all that energy, that's when you should build up capital and get things set up for when you get to be our age, right, Vaughn? When you get to be in your mid-50s, you know, and you don't want to be hitting that pavement like, you know, you had to in your 20s.
30s, you know. Dude, we're in our mid-30s. What are you talking about? I'm going backwards,
right,
man.
Right.
Going backwards.
Exactly.
You know what? We're young at heart. That's the main thing, and that's going to keep you a lot younger too. And I like that phrase, a 50 caliber day. I use the same phrase, man. Know exactly what you're talking about. Well, Brett, thank you, man. Have a happy new year to you and yours. See you on Thursday for sure.
Thank you, man. All right, bro.
Thank you, Brett.
Talk to you, man. All right.
You know it. Well, I played this during the monologue, but I want to play it again for you guys. I want you to listen to this from the movie Wall Street. Money never sleeps, pal. Take it to heart.
Yeah.
Money never sleeps, pal. Just made 800,000 Hong Kong gold. It's been wired to you.
Play with it. You done good, but you gotta keep doing good. I showed you how the game works. Now school's out.
Mr. Gecko, I'm there for you 110%.
No. You don't understand. I wanna be surprised.
Astonish me, pal. New info. I don't care where or how you get it. Just get it. My wife tells me you made a move on Darien. Well, here's some inside info for you. That Euroflash GQ type she's going out with got big bucks. Well, he's putting her feet to sleep. Exit visas are imminent. So I don't want you losing your place in line.
Oh, Jesus. I wish you could see this. Lights coming up. I've never seen a painting that captures the beauty of the ocean in a moment like this. I'm gonna make you rich, Bud Fox. Yeah, rich enough you can afford a girl like Darien. This is your wake-up call, pal. Go to work.
The moral of this story, guys, Bachelors of America, have fun with the ladies, but get to work. Stack up those bills. Build up your future. No magical governmental hands going to come out of the clouds and make your life better. I wish it was that easy, but it's not. You're responsible for your own happiness this life. Like I said in the early monologue, you've got to be happy in life. Life is short. Seize the day. Carpe diem. What a great show tonight. Great calls. On every Bachelor show, just so you know, I like to push the envelope a little bit more. This is a college course in my mind. And we're at episode 21 officially tonight. And next month will be episode 22 or chapter 22. As you could call it like that, on my hit book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. You need to read it. There's a lot of good things in that book that I talked about that are timeless classics. Well, good night from my radio stronghold here in the mountains of Arizona. Thank our great callers. We will be here on Thursday. The show must go on. Show never ends. Come rain or shine. Or holiday, the new year of 2023, make it your best year yet. It's up to you and me to make it happen. Thanks so much. God bless you all. We'll talk in 2 nights. I guarantee it. Make every area of your life your own. And someday, you can buy a big ranch or get out there on the homestead and make it your private Idaho. Good night. We'll talk soon.